Hollywood made him a hero for saving lives.
It is very exciting.
But Rwandan prosecutors say Paul Rusesabagina is a terrorist and a murderer. He's been tried in a court in the capital, Kigali. Prosecutors blame him for attacks on civilians that happened in Rwanda 3 years ago. One of them was in this village. Karera Ngabo, Antoine's neighbours, thought he was dead after the attackers hit him on the head with a machete.
I was knocked out for 2 hours. We never knew who it was. After, the authorities investigated and said it was a militia.
The village administrator's car was set on fire during the attack. This is what remains of it. 3 people were killed, others were injured. But all the people we've spoken to in the village say they have no idea who the attackers were. Prosecutors say Paul Rusesabagina was responsible. Rusesabagina denies it. Around that time, he pledged support for the armed group that claimed responsibility for the attacks, called the FLN.
The time has come for us to use any means possible to bring about change in Rwanda, as all political means have been tried and failed.
But Rusesabagina told the court his role was political and he wasn't involved in the violence. He said he was kidnapped in Dubai last year and brought to Kigali. He stopped attending court hearings because he said the trial was unfair. International legal observers agree. Jeffrey Robertson's monitored the trial from London for the American Bar Association.
This became something of a show trial. The prosecution evidence against him was shown, but it wasn't cross-examined in any satisfactory way. So the verdict, as we understand it, would not in that sense be reliable.
During Rwanda's genocide in 1994, Rusesabagina saved hundreds of people in a hotel where he was the manager. The film Hotel Rwanda told the story and made him famous. He since fled into exile and became a vocal critic of Rwanda's president, Paul Kagame. The observers say it's also a problem that Kagame has said he's guilty before the verdict.
But it's about the lives of Rwandans that were lost because of his actions and because of the organizations he belonged to or led.
The verdict's expected on Monday. Paul Rusesabagina could be jailed for 25 years. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kigali, Rwanda.